Many of our Christmas plans with family and friends, unfortunately, will not happen this year because of the pandemic. We recall that at the birth of Jesus, Mary and Joseph were also separated from their family and friends. The Feast of Christmas is the beginning of a 2-week liturgical celebration of the season of Christmas. It begins with Christmas, followed by the Feast of the Holy Family, then the Feast of Mary, Mother of God, then Epiphany, and finally the Feast of the Baptism of our Lord. The Christmas season reflects on God becoming human, one of us, to show us how to live with each other and to save us. As we prayed in the responsorial psalm, all the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. Christmas reminds us that all the earth is one family. We are brothers and sisters of each other, regardless of our culture, our differences, or where in the world we live. Christ's Spirit has been given to us to make us one body in the Lord. Christmas moves us from the focus upon ourselves to the focus upon one another. We who are family. The season meditates on the birth of Jesus, the Word of God made human, his growing up years in his family with Mary and Joseph, until the time Jesus began his public ministry. The Christmas season focuses on the family, the Holy Family, and our own families. We ask ourselves, who is our family and our community? We ask, how important is community to us? We reflect that we are family with all people. What values do we want to live by to help build up our family community, the community of all humanity and the community of the natural world? There is a richness in our relationships with each other, with all people, and with all creation. We can experience community and relationship in many ways. In our family, of course, in our support community, in our parish, and those we work with. In our relationships and community, we experience love, challenge to growth, creativity, belonging, acceptance, and healing. In our communities, we experience the presence of God. The church word ecclesia is translated community. To be a member of the church is to be a member of a community, to belong to a community, the people of God. Christ's Holy Spirit, now incarnate in us, gently moves us toward unity and community. Yet many people have been excluded from community with others. They may be the street person, the abandoned migrant, dangerously crossing the seas, the elderly, the homebound. Those who do not experience community and have been discarded need to have a sense of belonging. The parish church is challenged to help the forgotten to truly belong to its community. The birth of Jesus is also about God coming to save us. We are saved not by the birth of Jesus, but after his resurrection by his sending of his Holy Spirit upon us. As St. Paul says, he saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Word of God made human shows us how to live with each other on life's journey. The Word became flesh to show us how to live as humans, to love, to help, to heal, to save others, especially the forgotten and abandoned. He showed us how to wash the feet of one another. As I have done for you, so you also should do. Whatever you do to the least of my people, that you do to me. And in this way, we experience salvation here on earth. The Word of God became human to save us also for eternal life. We listen to the words of Pope Francis. At the end, we will find ourselves face to face with the infinite beauty of God and be able to read with admiration and happiness the mystery of the universe, which with us will share in unending plenitude. Even now, we are journeying toward the Sabbath of eternity, the New Jerusalem, toward our common home in heaven. Jesus says, I make all things new. Eternal life will be a shared experience of all, in which each creature, resplendently transfigured, will take its rightful place and have something to give those poor who have been liberated once and for all. Yes, on Christmas we remember the birth of the infant Jesus, but we also celebrate God is Emmanuel, God is with us through our humanity. As the Gospel today states, to those who did accept him, he gave the power to become children of God. Right now, God is among us, saving us, inviting us to assist in the saving of others as we journey together in community toward eternal salvation.